go up and drop it down, you know, in the stalls for the cattle. And I remember they had some big bins in this upstairs thing that they kept the grain. They would bring the wheat in and have, they had one bin of wheat and one of corn and something. And I remember them carrying some homemade bedspreads, the kind that were just antiques, you know, that you wouldn't ever give away or keep them in the family. They carried those things out there and covered up that grain with those things that should have been stored in the house and just let them get rat-eaten and worn, you know. They were made of solid wool, those old-fashioned coverlets, you know, that were made on the looms. But they had to take care of the grain. And in those days, they didn't have canvases and so forth, you know. Oh, dear.
You have too much hay, would you ever put it outside? And if so, what do you call the shape of the thing? What do you call that?
Haystacks. Haystacks, yes. And you know the... I told you about the harvesting peanuts. That looked like haystacks. They were not big, but sometimes you would put a little hay on top of them to keep the moisture off. But haystacks, yes.
What did you do with the hay when you first cut it?
Oh, you would let it. You'd put it on the haystacks to dry, and then when it was dry, you would go and bring it to the barn and I'll bale it like we did when we got the baler. That was the newest thing, but you would bring it and store it.
Where did you keep your cows? Was there a special name for the place you kept them, or was it?
Well, cows were usually kept in a different barn from the horses and mules. I remember Bob could always tell by the horses and mules by the noise they'd make, whether they were hungry and what. But I don't remember the cows making any, and I believe that we had a different barn for the cows.
Was there a special shelter if it was raining?
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes,
what,
oh yes.
Was there a name for that?
Shed, cow shed, okay. Cow shed, and horse stalls. And,
is that what you call the place where you keep the horses?
Yes, and around the, attached to the horse barn, and stalls, it was always a fence, because we didn't let them. You want them to be where, if you needed them, you want to know where they were. You'd let them have times to roam all over the whole place, you know. Mm-hmm. But they would generally come up at feeding time, and you wouldn't let them out if you needed them, if you needed the horse to hitch up or to the plow or so forth. The cows, though, I think maybe had, after milking time, they could roam.
Did you have a special place that you milked them?
Yes.
Besides the barn, was there a special place? Did you have a name for it?
No. Jim was the only one I ever knew that had a parlor for his cow. He had everything fixed up and sing, you know, while he's milking.
Oh. What about where you kept your hogs and pigs? What was that place?
Well, about the time when I went to the farm, the agriculture department had found out how to make sanitary toilets for the privies. Were sanitary. They were built with a pit. Whether you kept water in them, of course they could be put. I know a lot of times.